Is there a doctor in the house? Luckily for all of us, there was Dr. Daniel Drexler, an otolaryngologist from Uruguay. But today his main interest is in his own vocal cords.
You don't practice as a doctor, but you do research.
Yes, I do research, and I only see patients that are related to research that I am developing related to tinnitus.
And your patients, do they know that you're also a performer?
Look, Uruguay is a very small country. Everyone knows everyone. The whole country has only 3 million people inside, so it's impossible to hide that I have a second life, that I am a kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know?
What about the rest of your family? Anybody else sing?
Yes. Well, my brother, my elder brother, Jorge, he's also a songwriter. And my younger brother, Diego, he also he plays the bass, and he has a rock band that is very popular in the Rear Plate. And my sister is a DJ. She's the DJ of the family. And the last tour I made in Brazil, she came with us. She was contracted by the production from Brazil to play music before the shows. So I think that in one way or the other, all the family is engaged.
in singing, but are your parents physicians?
Both of them.
They don't sing?
They don't sing. I don't know where does this crazy family come from.
Well, actually, I was commenting about the fact that you're an otolaryngologist, or at least you trained as an otolaryngologist. Mm. And has that anything to do, with your alter ego?
I don't know. I think that all the things that I do are related with sound. And, I started studying. I love science. I love biology especially. And I started studying medicine. And then I shift all the focus of my studies to ENT, because inside ENT you have the ear. And I started working with the ear, especially with patients that have problems hearing, no? Hearing impaired patients. So in that side, sound is involved in the music. Of course, sound is involved. So at the end, I think that everything that I do has to do with sound.
The inspiration for your songs, where does that come from?
That comes from every little thing I see in life. I mean, they come from life. Everything I hear, everything I see, everything I feel. And I try to put all those topics inside my songs.
So they're very autobiographical?
Yes, they are very autobiographical. I mean, I didn't have the discipline to write a diary in my life, but now I notice that my records are my diary. No, every record is related. I have 5 records, and each one of them is related to a different stage of my life. And what happened in my life during this stage is inside the records.
Mar abierto?
Mar abierto.
Which is what, open sea?
Open sea.
Yeah.
It's the feeling that you have when we are standing in front of the horizon and seeing that you have so many possibilities, so many directions you can take, and at the same time, this kind of fear that you have when you have so many choices in life. No?
Navegar en los mares de la diversidad, hacer oído sordo al consejo del miedo.